Our epistle for this feast of the exaltation of the Holy Cross is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Brethren, have this mind in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who though he was by nature God, did not consider being equal to God a thing to be clung to, but emptied himself, taking the nature of a slave and being made like unto men. And appearing in the form of man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even to death on a cross. Therefore God also has exalted him and has bestowed upon him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that the Lord Jesus Christ is the glory of God the Father. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 12, verses 31 through 36. At that time Jesus said to the crowds of Jews, "Now is the judgment of the world. Now will the prince of the world be cast out, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all things to myself." Now he said this, signifying by what death he was to die. The crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Christ abides forever. How canst thou say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man?" Jesus therefore said to them, "Yet a little while, the light is among you. Walk while you have the light, that darkness may not overtake you. He who walks in the darkness does not know where he goes. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of the light." Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of
our death. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the feast of the exaltation of the Holy Cross. Whenever Holy Mother of the Church presents to us a feast, definitely wants to highlight, to remind us of something or some person and their holiness. Today, the Feast of the Holy Cross dates way back to the time of Constantine. His mother, St. Helena, in 326, decided, well, she wanted to go on pilgrimage to the Holy Land and to research the places that the great events and the great mysteries of our faith took place. And in 335, she found the place where our Lord was crucified and found the crosses, the one of our Lord and the two of the thieves that were crucified beside him. And her son, Emperor Constantine, of course, by the coaxing of his mother, built a church on this holy site, not only where our Lord was crucified, but also where he was buried. It's called the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And for about three centuries, people made pilgrimages there. They wanted to go see the site that the great event of redemption took place. And that was until the Persians invaded Jerusalem and took over and took the Holy Cross as a relic. And for 8 years, it kept this relic of the Holy Cross, and Emperor Heraclius wasn't going to have it under his watch, so he built an army and went and took over in the year 622. Now, I give you all this history in order to relay this one point. When he was processing into the city of Jerusalem with the true cross, he was carrying it, his emperor decked out in triumph. He started to go and to put it back in its place in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and he was restrained by an unseen force. He tried a few times, and it wasn't until the patriarch told him, "You're not going to be able to do it, not dressed like that." So the emperor took off his crown and his royal robes and his shoes and took upon himself that cross of Christ, and then was able to go replace it in its proper place. Now the Holy Cross was the instrument that was used by the enemies of Christ to perform the greatest crime that has ever been committed on the earth. At the same time, the instrument that Christ used to perform the greatest act. The greatest crime, deicide. The greatest act, redemption. God wanted to make sure, through his Son, to demonstrate a love for us that could not and would not be questioned. Now, people have spent a lot of money to go on pilgrimages to certain places and see where events took place. And they hold certain artifacts as sacred or precious. And they should, especially those that are connected with Christ and his life and his death and his resurrection. But it's here important for us to make the distinction between places and things that are connected with Christ in our connection with Christ. You see, my dear friends in Christ, as awesome as it would be to see the place where our Lord rose from the dead or died on the cross or scourged at the pillar, we have something greater here because we have Christ himself. Christ says that he must be lifted up and he would draw all things to himself. When we go to Mass, we go to the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the representation of Christ on the cross. And that's something that we should take very seriously. Listen to our Lord's words where he says, "While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." Of course, St. John, in the beginning of this gospel, which we read at the end of most every Mass, talks about the light that comes to shine in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't comprehend the light. Highlights that he is the way and the truth and the life. No one goes to the Father but by him. And it's important for us to take this moment, and to see if we recognize the light, how serious our relationship is with the good Lord. In a few moments, Father will hold a host up, lift up a host. To the naked eye, it's just a piece of bread. But in reality, by faith, it is the body, the blood, the soul, divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we say we believe. Greater than any relic that we could possibly. And incidentally, we do have a relic of the true cross, which we will bring out at the end of Mass for your veneration. But first things first, as we kneel and we venerate the relic of the true cross, let us first kneel and adore and love our good Lord. And let us see to our relationship with him and do whatever we need to do to make it better. You see, our Lord talked about the act of his redemption, what it really was, when he says, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so will the Son of Man be lifted up." So, as if you know a little bit of Bible history, you know that the chosen people, they were rescued from bondage of Egypt. But in their journey to the Promised Land, they complained, they gave way to idolatry, they were very ungrateful many times, and they were punished. And one of these times they were murmuring against Moses, God sent them a punishment of serpents, fiery serpents. Anybody who got bit got really sick, and many died. And so they went to Moses and said, "We're sorry for murmuring. Tell God to take these things away." And God says, "All right, because you've asked, I will do it." And he commanded Moses to make a serpent of brass and to place it on a tree, that anyone that was to look on the tree or on that serpent, having been bit, it would not kill them, but they would be healed. This is a prefigurement of Christ on the cross. Christ looked like a criminal. Christ looked like a sinner. But within him, there was no sin, just like within that brass serpent, there was no poison. And so it's important for us not to look upon the cross, but look upon he who hung on the cross, and to perfect our love for him who has loved us so much. That's why it's important, my dear friends in Christ, that when we make the sign of the cross, we do so properly, reverently, and we remind ourselves that that's the price that he paid for us. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Confessions will be heard.